Hey everybody, Scruffy Fern here with a quick little update video for Codename Goa. Well, it's almost that time. The final submission deadline for Codename Goa is fastly approaching. We're getting down to the wire now. October 18th at 11:59:59 PST is when all submissions for Codename Goa have to be in. So make sure you mark down this date. Don't forget, we can't take any submissions after this date. Okay, so one of the questions that I've been getting a lot on social media and when I've been talking to the developers and stuff like that is exactly what, how, and where do I submit my content for this, you know, for the final? And it's pretty simple. What we're looking for you to do is take a copy of your completed game and upload it to a file sharing site of your choice. Obviously, we recommend using OneDrive, but it can be any one of your choice. Once you do that, you're going to email a link to the downloadable file to the codename Goa at Microsoft.com alias. Also, your game must include a single document in any format that at least contains the game's name, any supporting screenshots that you have, and a detailed overview of how you use the Microsoft Azure architecture and services. So make sure you go into detail there. That's basically what we're looking for, to explain to us what you did in the back end. Obviously, we can't see that just from playing through the game. We're going to get a little hint at it, but make sure you can give us a complete detailed overview so that the judges can go through it and really see what you did behind the scenes. Now, this portion, that document, must be submitted through the competition dashboard. Don't include it in your upload to your file sharing site. Make sure that you actually submit that portion itself through the competition dashboard. Okay. So here's a few tips that I kind of came up with to hopefully help you with your submission process. First of all, your submission does not have to be a complete game. I can't stress this enough. I've been talking to a lot of developers that have been a little bit worried about, you know, the timeline and being a little bit crunched and maybe not being able to finish a full game. And I say to them, it doesn't need to be a full game. Basically, what we're looking for is at least one playable demo or level that's a demo that can actually show us what you've done. And kind of give us a feel of what you're going to do with the final product. You know, I've said even a simple demo, it could be just a couple pixels moving around on the screen. But if you did something really, really cool behind the scenes with Azure, that's amazing, right? So make sure that you go ahead and submit that. It doesn't have to be a completely finished, polished, you know, AAA level game. The biggest tip I can give you here is highlight how you leveraged Azure. That's the majority of the judging criteria is weighted in that category of how did you use Azure. So make sure you focus on that. Describe it very in very high detail inside of the document, as well as if you have time, and this is extremely optional, but if you do have time, make a little video explaining how your project went about, what you did, how you used Azure in the back end, that sort of stuff. It'd be a nice touch, so if you do have the time, you know, try to include something like that. And finally, don't include source code. We don't need the source code. All we really want is a playable executable of your game. You know, depending on whatever platform you're targeting, so that could be, you know, an IPA or whatever, might be an EXE. Just make sure that we have a version of your game that we can play. We don't need the source code. Okay. Finally, the biggest piece of advice that I can give you is you can't win if you don't submit. So even if you think, hey, you know, I don't have a shot at this, my game doesn't look half as polished as I thought it was going to be, don't worry about it. Submit it. You have no idea what everybody else is going to submit. And hey, you might have done something absolutely amazing that no one else did, and you have a really good shot at it. So don't be afraid, you know, don't feel like, we're judging you on every little pixel that you put into the game. Just submit it and take your chances. You never know what'll happen. So with that, I want to wish everybody good luck. Can't wait to see what the finals have to bring for us. Really excited to get in there and play some games myself. Super pumped. Thanks for everyone that's taking part, and happy coding.